What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. The show with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn not only how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world, but able to understand, or I like to use the word overstand, i.e. can be able to watch the puppet masters and develop solutions we need to escape the living hell that we find ourselves in. Always remembering that only acting on the truth will set you free. Knowing the truth does absolutely nothing. You must act on the truth, and I will leave that up to your own discernment and your own conscience to decide how far you should go to act on the truth, and at least starting out with informing friends and family. If they are not willing to check things out for themselves and realize that we are being mass murdered by our own government, and I will be going into this in much greater detail on tomorrow's show on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com, where my returning guest will be Deborah Tavares. One of her most excellent sites is stopthecrime.net, where you can access all kinds of documents, silent weapons for quiet wars, the NASA document on what these mad scientists are up to now, and it's right out of Star Trek, Matrix, all these movies. Turns out they're already working on these things, and they're finding all kinds of fun and special ways to kill us, oftentimes from afar, because you see, the last thing that psychopaths want to do is face their prey, you know, face to face. They like to hide, or even better yet, get somebody else to do their bidding. So we're going to be talking with Deborah Tavares tomorrow on that show in regards to much more of these things. She will be a regular guest on the show because, you see, folks, I have finally found someone who is just as aware on the electromagnetic front as to what these psychopaths are doing to us as I am aware on the biologic front. And, you know, that's not an ego-based statement. It's just fact. And for the people who want to know the truth, to want to know where to find the truth, and especially, I'm very excited because now that the holidays are coming up, you will have some captive audiences where you can sit down, throw a DVD or two into the player and chain them to their chairs and make them watch some of the things they just don't want to face. But anyways, if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com or drcarly.com. I also do consults for people. As you know, I am not practicing medicine or giving medical advice. I teach people what I would do if I were you. And I am giving a holiday discount. So if you're interested in checking that out, please call me. Toll free, 888-321-6751 from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. And for international inquiries, my Skype is drcarley, C-A-R-L-E-Y-1. And I ask you to only use Skype if you can't access me by the toll-free, because my Skype contacts list is just getting ridiculously huge, and it just is a moral wastage of time going through all these things looking for specific people. Okay, if you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free at 888-320-6151. We do ask that listeners not use the toll-free to listen to the show because, of course, you know, the toll-free costs money. So if you have unlimited long distance and you can't listen through the computer, please listen at the 716 number. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I have three shows now every weekend. The show, obviously, on Saturdays on OrionTalkRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time, I'm on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. Times being spelled with a Z instead of an S. From Sunday, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, remembering that tonight is Daylight Savings Time, so we get an extra hour of sleep. And actually, that sounds good to me. So, anyways, that's the first Sunday show that I have. And my other show on republicbroadcasting.org has now been moved. They lost Studio B. We now just have one, republicbroadcasting.org. And my show is on an hour earlier, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, starting last week. And so that will be continuing forward until I'm taking off RBN. There's a lot of people being removed at this point. But we'll see. You know, I like RBN. They got great listeners. Anyways, I will be on there tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So do feel free to access that, republicbroadcasting.org. And you can also access, thanks to Sheldon Day, who takes care of archiving my shows all in one convenient place, because I'm not very computer literate, and I just don't have the time to learn how to do what he does. So I'm very grateful to him. His station is thelightofdayradioshow.com, and you can click on Dr. Carly Archives. And he's made it very convenient for all of you. Since I'm on three different stations, you stay on the main page. When you go on Dr. Carly Archives, that has Orion Archives and other archives from other shows that I've done. I'm doing at least one show every day at this point, so I only occasionally ask him to archive something if it's got new information, because most of the shows I do on other networks is about vaccines. And all of you, my loyal listeners, have been hearing about vaccines. You probably know as much as I do on vaccines from listening to my shows. But some of the really, you know, good interviews where people ask me questions not asked before, whatever, he puts those on the main page when you get on thelightofdayradioshow.com and click on Dr. Carly Archives. And then you can click on the TCT, i.e. These Changing Times Archives, which are the archives of this show. Or on the other side, you can click on the RBN and get to go to those archives. And they're all listed as to the topic. You know, since my show is What's Ailing America and What's Ailing the World, I'll never run out of answers to those questions. So it makes it very easy for you. You can just click on whatever subject, you know, you'd like to hear. Some of them are more intense than others. So you can start out with the pablum. Trying to think of a pablum topic, you know, something like perfumes, you know, that's not too drastic, although it does lead to death. But you can pen for yourself. What am I ready to hear next? Of course, I'm expecting that the religion shows will be at the last of the list. But whatever. Move at your own pace. You know, you can't wake up all at once. If you had to find out everything I know within, like, say, a weekend, you would have a heart attack or just be laying there in shock and awe. So you do need to take it in as you're able to do. If you detox the heavy metals and take some good things for your brain and certainly stay away from fluoride, you'll be able to process the information better and more quickly. Because the bad news is we're running out of time. Okay, so it's not like 15 years ago when I started doing this. And we had all kinds of time. I figured, all right, nothing really big's happening yet. People, we're going to be talking about Frankenstorm Sandy today. And let me tell you something. That was an exercise getting ready for what's to come. When they find some excuse, and they will cause it, you know, just like they did this week. And we'll be talking about that. Martial law, no food, no gas. People, this was just a little test to see how it's going to go. But anyways, we'll get to that on today's show. And also, please, of course, support Orion Talk Radio, which is growing by leaps and bounds. I'm very proud to be on this station. And you can support the station by donating on the homepage and buying a T-shirt. I know we're all broke at this point, but instead of sending money to your congressional candidates and to some bogus autism group or, you know, whatever. Because all these Alzheimer's, cancer, arthritis, you name it, they're all in business to hide the actual cure from you. But anyways, support the ones you can. even if it's only for a buck. You know, the buck counts highly. And also, you're free to call in on the show, 716-213-6816, or toll free, 888-320-6151. I'll be going solo today, so you can call in anytime. The name of the show today is What's Ailing America? Weather Weapon Frank and Storm Sandy, Disaster Captain. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is Weather Weapon Frankenstorm Sandy, Disaster Capitalism. And it's really amazing, all the documentation I have accrued here over the past week, watching what the psychopaths admit to, researching some of the things they've done in the past, and things of that nature. And this was a big one, folks, because this was supposed to work on us on many levels of trauma, many levels of disaster capitalism, letting the psychopaths make money off us in every way you can imagine, and then, of course, getting us mentally ready to be put into FEMA camps and forced evacuation and all the rest of it, because this is nothing but a gigantic experimentation to see how they're going to be able to herd the goy. But I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting how it works out, because they may be able to herd, you know, the brain dead goy, but the rest of us goy that know what's going on, it's not going to be so easy to herd us. But before I get to the topic of the show today, and as I said, feel free to call in anytime if you have a comment or question. I'm going to pretty much use Saturdays just to review the week and talk to the listeners. I love to talk to the listeners because you're what helps me keep going. Just knowing you're out there and, you know, spreading the word yourself and keeping it going. I just want to send a special shout out to E.T., who travels around the world, around the country in his trucking job. And he sends me the most beautiful postcards from wherever he is. And it just makes me feel so happy. Hopefully they're not Photoshopped. I hope these places really still exist. But it goes to show that this country is worth fighting for before they destroy everything that matters. And on one of his latest postcards, he wrote a little truck on the backside, "The truth ain't nothing but the truth." And then he put Crime Inc. on the truck with E.T. on the cabin. That was my favorite. Okay, and I thank you for the recent Northwoods postcard that came in with the beautiful ducks, Mama and Baby Duck. Although, unfortunately, Mama Duck has a demonic red eye. I don't know if you noticed that. I'm hoping that, you know, they haven't found a way to take over the souls of the ducks. But looks like not. The duck is swimming nicely along with Baby Duck. It's not, you know, holding it underwater and killing it like is happening in the real world, unfortunately. There's so many things going on. A very good friend of mine in Illinois advised me of the mother that murdered, to put it lightly, her own child as well as another child she was babysitting. After going to talk to the priest, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. This is, I believe, in Naperville, Illinois. And you see, these are all experiments, people. Whenever you hear of something like this, this is not like a natural thing that happens. Although the involvement of the Catholic priest, you know, that was a pretty much of a, you know, like big time, you know, hello type of word to those of us in the know, because the Catholic priest being involved with anybody before any major crime of humanity that takes place, there has to be some involvement of the priest. And let them say that involvement is that, oh, any crime that's spoken in the confessional is sacrosanct, just like any crime that's reported to a lawyer, the defense lawyer, same deal. So the take-home message is that the real miracle that happens in the confessional in regards to the Catholic Church is not transubstantiation, because they actually claim that some magic humbo-jumbo that the priest speaks at the beginning of the Mass takes grape juice and transforms it into the blood of Christ and takes these wafers that I think they're made in China at this point, okay, but takes these wafers and transforms them into the flesh of Christ, which, of course, that would be cannibalism, you know, if you're eating the flesh and blood of Christ to begin with. However, they call that transubstantiation. And so the jingo I've come up with is that the Catholic Church takes sin or takes crime and transforms it into a sin. Okay, because if you went to your police officer and at least if the person you were trying to report wasn't a Mason, we always have to give that disclaimer because it doesn't matter what anybody does to you. If they're a Mason, they can do whatever they want. They can murder you. They can steal your, rape your child. They can do anything. I mean, this is America after all. But as long as that little problem is not in there, if you go to the police and say, oh, there's 5 dead bodies in my house and blah, 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 you know, they're going to arrest you because that's a crime. But if you go to the priest and say there's 5 dead bodies in my house, he's going to tell you, well, that's going to require a few extra bucks in the collection plate, okay? You may even have to send a large check to the Vatican. But, of course, you're going to have to say the required Hail Marys because that's a sin. So that's the Catholic Church transforms crime into sin, because if it's sin, you just pay off the Vatican and do some Hail Marys instead of go to jail. And the same basically situation is going on in other areas of our world as well. And of course, this case in Naperville is more speaking to the Catholic Church involvement. But one thing I can assure you is that the people that are doing things like this, there's some kind of psychiatric experimentation going on, be it like some kind of really, you know, nanobot psychotropic drug, or there's so many possibilities. As I said, Deborah Tavares and I will be talking about that on my show tomorrow. But these are not normal things, okay? So there's many levels of trauma going on here. And, of course, just the psychic trauma. For a mother to hear, now let me get this straight. There's mom. She's taking care of child and babysitting, you know, prodigy. And she decides she's going to stab them 100 times. You know, that's going to make any mother feel physically ill. So that's, of course, one purpose of this, is to cause psychological trauma and to have people start questioning what's going on in this world. Well, what's going on is the Jews have got their protocol number 10 turned up on high. As a matter of fact, it's on steroids at this point, and they're sitting back and watching and laughing their butts off. Because these monsters, you know, get a real kick out of this kind of suffering and torture. So anyways, let me just not sidebar, because I got something actually fun to share with you shortly. But before I get to that, a couple of warnings I want to throw out there. Because I talk to people all over. Here starts the yawning. Yep, whatever they're doing. Big deal. Make me yawn if that's the best you can come up with, folks. Anyways, I talk to a lot of people, and so I figure out, or I overstand, or I, you know, use common sense and intuit the deal. Because, you know, what's ailing America? I will never run out of answers to those questions, okay? They're doing so many things to us. Now, of course, we can keep on chopping at those branches with the little leaves on them and perhaps get a few more frequencies of life force out of our, you know, food and water, whatever, and feel a little bit better. Or we can go after the tree itself, cut down that tree, expose those roots with yarmulkes, and take care of business, because we're talking crimes against humanity. I'm not talking about anti-Semitism. I'm talking about weapons of mass destruction and crimes of humanity, crimes against humanity, at a level of which most people could not even conceive, no matter what kind of sci-fi horror flick they'd been used to. Okay? So I'm accusing them of crimes against humanity, ongoing pedophilia, you name it, child sacrifice. It's the Jews. And they have to be stopped. And I'm very excited, actually, as I'm talking to more and more radio hosts every day who are saying, you know what? The more they're trying to scare us with their anti-Semitism crap, the more that we're going to go for the carotid. And that's exactly what's happening. I know so many radio hosts not getting scared, even if their radio stations are warning them, don't go there. And my answer to any station that would censor me is, go ahead and go there, because if you censor me, you are taking off your mask as being a Jew yourself, or someone who sold their soul out to the Jews. So you see, that's how the game works now. And I've kind of like developed the rules in a nutshell, not that I made up the game. Certainly I couldn't even conceive of a game like this. But we've, you know, figured out what the rules are. So go ahead, bring it on, folks. I had a alleged big pharma insider from Australia contact me this week on Skype, claiming she was a drug salesman who got disgusted from having her, CEO drug handlers telling her, oh, go lie to the doctors about this and that, and tell them you can use this for that and this is safe. As if the doctors give a crap, you know. Find me a doctor with a conscience in the first place. But she got sick of lying to them, and she decided to go forward. And that's at least what she told me. So, of course, she just so much respects my work and admires me and blah, blah, blah. So I mentioned the Jews, and that went right over her head. So immediately, I mean, that's like my test now. If I talk about the Jews and you call me an anti-Semite or even change the subject, I immediately know who you are. It's actually a very quick way that I've realized in order to see who's who in the zoo. Because I've been screwed so many times over the years, especially by people who pretend they're going to help save my son. But now I've realized that is the telltale sign. If they gnash their teeth when you mention the Jews, then you know who they are. How simple can that be? Okay? But getting back to my alleged Big Pharma insider, because that's what she calls herself, after she ignored the Jew comment, I waited to see where she would go. And without much ado, she went to the fact that she had decided, because she doesn't want to be persecuted like I have, and maybe I should decide myself that I should surrender to death. Now, I have to tell you that made me laugh so hard, there are no words. I say to myself, this is the best you got? You're going to tell me to surrender to death and think I'm going to say, oh, Big Pharma insider from Australia tells me I might as well just kill myself. We're not going to change anything. And I'm going to go do it? It's actually such a big inspiration to me. Between her and Simon from the UK last week that told me I should stop whining, you know, about needing to make a living and being supported, and that, you know, I might as well get rid of my pets and get a job at Walmart cleaning toilets. I just love that. I just love that. They're trying to hurt my feelings. They don't like me. They don't like me. They don't like what I'm doing, and they want me to get a job at Walmart cleaning toilets. Well, guess what, Jew? I think you should get a job at Walmart cleaning toilets. As a matter of fact, just get a job at Walmart, and we'll make sure that some goy makes sure you learn about toilets. Okay? But anyways, it's actually becoming very funny. I was a little down last week because I just, you know, felt all these lemmings around me. And I thought, well, what are we going to do about the lemmings? But now I realize what we have to do is let the lemmings go. if the lemmings do not want to do their own research, and if they're going to be silent and therefore consent to the genocide of their own people and the destruction of their own planet, then they are the enemy. Let them die, you know, by their own hand. And I'm not talking about suicide. I'm talking about going to the white coats, taking their flu shots, you know, eating the GMO food, and a combination of all those things. Just keep doing all that stuff, because once the lemmings are gone, it's going to be the people of conscience, especially that have a backbone, and the psychopaths. And we know how the psychopaths work. The psychopaths don't have a backbone. They try to get others to do what they're wanting to do. And it's going to be really funny how that works out. Because the military and police that are pretty much, you know, psychopathic themselves at this time and have been basically created into monsters that will do anything they're ordered to do for cash, some of them might start coming out of it because they have families too. And even if they're getting, you know, some extra perks on the job, you know, they may actually have children and start feeling bad about destroying their planet and things of that nature. As a matter of fact, a very interesting thing happened that was reported in the CharlotteObserver.com on November 2nd, that would be yesterday, page 7A, Greek society in free fall. And this was an article about how officers from the police, Coast Guard, and fire department are joining the rallies of the people who are going unpaid. Their families are suffering. Their living standards are crumbling, and yet they're being told there has to be more austerity measures. Because, of course, the Federal Reserve, and in the case of Europe, the IMF, is basically the Jew banksters telling all the countries, we're going to put your money, we're going to charge you high interest. And when your people start starving, when there's no food for them, no jobs for them, and they start riding on the streets, you must keep paying your, you know, usury payments to us. You must let your people die. Okay, that's basically how it works. And that's why, you know, we'll see how long the internet stays up, because there's lots of people that are being paid by the Jew psychopaths that are learning what's really going on. And see, eventually they're going to realize they're already dead, their families have no hope, and if they want to have a future for us and for the planet, they better come together, shine a light on these parasites, and quarantine them to someplace. I don't plan to have all the answers. I'll leave the details of the prosecution up to others, like J.B. Campbell. I think he'd do a really good job. But anyways, I found this very uplifting that the police, Coast Guard, and fire department are protesting with the people. They're not putting on their SWAT team outfits. They're not tasing them and you know, shooting them with tear gas. They're standing with them. Bring it on, man. I hope the people in the military are watching this footage from Greece. These are the way, or this is the way it's supposed to be. You took an oath to your people. Your people are being murdered and robbed to a degree that's unfathomable. Okay? So who are you going to stand with? Because whatever you want to call it, the creator, the divine cosmos, the source, whatever, it's watching. Okay, and what you decide to do, it's bad enough to do nothing, that's very bad, but to actually try to stop those who are trying to do something, that is putting yourself right in their boots, and that is not a good idea, in my opinion, of course. I'm not giving legal, medical, or spiritual advice. I'm just telling you what I would do if I was you. But I've been hard at work for a long time, so take it for what it's worth. Okay, October 28th, 2012, page 1V, We have a special article for my county, CharlotteObserver.com. Disease killing hundreds of deer. Gnat spreads the disease, which makes animals bleed internally. Now, as it turns out, reported by, you know, correspondent Minion Diane Straley, who, you know, these people, I mean, basically the CIA, the NSA, or Homeland Security, whatever, you know, they're the ones writing all these articles. And then, you know, they stick a name on there. Maybe the person exists. Maybe it doesn't. Diane Straley. And that they put the article out there because this is the programming they want for the GOI. Now, sometimes the stuff will be true, but just leaving out why they're putting it in there in the first place. Or sometimes it'll be total, you know, bogus garbage. Or sometimes it'll be fear. Whatever reason they have for putting it out there. But this one was totally... yawn break. This one was totally obvious to me because disease killing hundreds of deer, talking about the gnat which spreads the disease that makes animals bleed internally. First of all, this is coming out at the end of October, beginning of hunting season. So this is notice of grace. This is what the psychopaths do by whatever their idea of being able to get away with what they're doing. Like, you know, they can still go to wherever psychopaths go when they're good psychopaths as far as doing a good job, as long as they tell their victims what they're doing. And they can do it through movies, through false TV articles, however they want to do it. So in this case, they're doing it through Charlotte Observer. And they're letting us know that an insect-borne disease has killed hundreds, possibly thousands of deer in western North Carolina. One of the largest outbreaks in years of the disease, which leaves deers emaciated and bleeding internally. So the first thing we have is massive shock to the system, especially if you're an animal lover like me. You picture all these dead deer carcasses. Imagine how they suffered, bleeding internally. That's Ebola virus, people. That's Ebola virus of deer. And, okay, so what's the next thing they're telling us? More than 1,440 dead. I found that number very interesting. There's a corollary to that in the Bible, but I'm not going to get into that. But I love it when they pick certain numbers. Let's see. One of the worst outbreaks biologist Danny Ray has seen in his two decades in wildlife management. But he doesn't want to get people unduly alarmed. And my county is, of course, one of the county's hardest hits. And my county's going to see a bad reduction in deer. And humans, pets, and other animals are not affected by the virus. Yeah, right. Okay, give me a break. How do they know this? Have they been feeding this virus to humans, pets, and other animals? They're actually telling people, it's okay. Shoot those deer during hunting season. Eat that venison. It's extra delicious. Okay, folks, there's music. We'll be back after the break with a little comic relief. Stay tuned.
Freedom of speech.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is weather, weapon, Frankenstorm, Sandy, disaster, capitalism. And the reason I decided to just do like shows by myself on Saturday with all of your wonderful calls and questions is because there's so much going on in the world, and I really have to get to Sandy, and I will do so right after the following thing, because I'm amazed we've almost spent an hour just doing like news updates, because I pretty much just slashed my intro into nothing. But I have to just share this with all of you as a little bit of a combo, just how bad it is, yet this is how hilarious it is type of thing. A number of people actually sent me this Brass Check TV offering. If you're not familiar with BrassCheckTV.com, you know, just put that in any search engine. sign up for their updates. Most of them are excellent. You know, they have a few that I don't really put much stock in, like anything about voting. Come on, if you don't get it about voting not being worth your effort, now I don't know what to say. But on, let's see, October 30th, I was sent an email that first made me cry and then made me just laugh hilariously. And I'm actually going to play it for you so you can hear it. But let me just tell you how you can access it. It's brasschecktv.com/videos. The name of the video is Please Move the Deer Crossing Signs. Now, this is just to set this up for you. This is a segment from a radio show that takes call-ins, you know, like I do. And I can just picture myself if I got a call like this. Anyways, they're playing this call that they got about a woman that's complaining about the deer crossing signs. Now, I asked a couple of my friends to check it out and see what they thought, and they got the same, you know, conclusion that I got, that this is not a hoax, that this is real, okay? And if it's real, it just goes to show how bad it is. Although, on the other hand, it goes to show that the lemmings gotta go. Okay, it's going to take me a minute. I'm going to set this up, and I'm going to play it for you. Hang on.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean, you know, I understand that deer are wild animals. They need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, now, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's just, I mean, you think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. That would be, it would be a safer place for them to cross.
But,
you know, for the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate, you know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than to put the deer crossing signs on busy highways or interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you'd saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I try to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, you know, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if, you know, if the deer is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas. You know, somewhere where the speed limit's, you know, a lot slower. Uh-huh. You know, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings. crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will, yeah, I mean, you say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right, yeah, I wrote, like, at least 3 or 4 letters, and...
We will spread the word, okay? We will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue, okay?
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Bye. 237 hits. You can text 49330.
Okay, folks, so I hope you're able to hear that. Pretty amazing stuff. As I said, I had myself and a few other people listen to this. It doesn't sound like this woman is being facetious. It sounds like she's actually believing that the deer crossing signs are deciding where the deer are going to cross. So I was thinking maybe we can make some lemming signs. And we can put the lemming signs, and they can have little hats on them that say, you know, I vote for Obama or Romney or I believe in medicine, whatever. And put those lemming signs right near some very high canyons and things of that nature. Let's get the ball rolling so we can get rid of these idiots that are causing us such a problem in getting rid of the psychopaths, because they just don't want to believe that such things are so bad. And that's why they turn their faces in the other direction or even commit atrocities themselves to put food on the table, because they believe that if they do involve themselves, they'll get not only cash, but they will not be involved. Not realizing that evil is evil even to its own, and that working for the psychopaths and selling your soul for cash, it's not going to help you. Okay, so we just got a few minutes before we start the second hour where I'm going to really get into the Frankenstorm thing. Let me just give a couple things leading up to that. Tuesday, October 23rd, 2012, CharlotteObserver.com, page 5A. Article, quake experts convicted for not warning Italians. Scientists say they couldn't have known major earthquake would follow tremors. Let me read that again. Quake experts convicted for not warning Italians. Okay, now as today's show will further prove, although I know I'm speaking to the choir, and you all know about HAARP and chemtrails and all the rest of it, and they're causing the weather on purpose. But over there in Italia, apparently, they're actually convicting these scientists, and we're talking 6 years in prison, people. You know, we're not talking a couple months' salary in fines. In this town, La Aquila, Italy, and, of course, this verdict sent shockwaves through the scientific community. An Italian court convicted 7 experts of manslaughter on Monday for failing to adequately warn residents of the risk before an earthquake struck in Italy in 2009, killing more than 300 people. The defendants were all prominent scientists or geological and disaster experts. Okay? Now, of course, they say that earthquake experts worldwide decried the trial as ridiculous, contending there's no way of knowing that a flurry of tremors would lead to a deadly quake. But, of course, what we know is that they're causing it to happen. So, of course, there's a way of knowing because they're pushing the button. And not to mention, we have this separate defendant's box now of the people that are betting on weather derivatives. I've talked about that on a prior show. Check it out on the commodities market. Weather derivatives. That means they're betting on whether there's going to be a flood, a drought, whatever, some kind of unnatural disaster to destroy the crops. And they know the crops are going to be destroyed because they're betting on the technology causing it. Ergo, they're going to have a real good result in that commodities transaction, people. Somebody's got to talk to the Italians. We got some info they need to know. We'll be right back after these messages.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
The location of $43 trillion of laundered money in a racketeering enterprise. I'm just going to very quickly...